This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's an architectural preservation thing going on out in some parts of rural Texas. People are trying to save historic dance halls built usually around the turn of the last century. Immigrant German and Czech farming communities used them. They're kind of barn-like, these buildings are. They were used for dances or parties or just to hash out community business sometimes. But with changing traditions and musical tastes as well, saving those buildings is an uphill economic fight. From the Marketplace Hub at Houston Public Media, Travis Bubenik has that story.
This is the kind of music you might have heard at a dance hall in the early 1900s. It's a song recorded in 1929 by Texas Czech Orchestra Bachova Česká Kapela. Historian and Texas music expert Joe Nick Potosky says dance halls weren't just for music. They were also like a town square.
The first building where everybody meets is the dance hall, and it's used not just for dances, but it's used for social functions. It's when the community meets and wants to discuss affairs, they all meet at the dance hall.
Through the years, traditional waltzes and polkas morphed into Western swing and country music, and eventually, the dance of choice became the boot scootin' Texas two-step. Bobby Flores and the Yellow Rose Band at a historic hall in Goliad, Texas last year. Potosky says the participatory experience of a dance hall is what draws people.
After the song's over, people aren't applauding and cheering. They're catching their breath and they're going back to their seat so they can get another beer and get rested up for the next song.
There's been renewed interest in these halls in recent years. They can hold hundreds of people, so some have been renovated and turned into modern music venues with professional sound systems. Others, like La Bahia Turnverein, strive for a more traditional feel, but pull in money through wedding rentals. Roy Schmidt rolls open a heavy wooden door into La Bahia.
I was born and raised in here. My parents, my grandfathers, everybody put this here before me. And so that's when I just fell in line.
There's a minimalist beauty to the place. White-walled exterior, smooth wooden dance floor, drop-down windows that let the country breeze in. A nonprofit Schmidt leads owns the hall. He says the group was broke just a few years ago, but now has $40,000 or $50,000 in the bank, mostly thanks to rentals for things like weddings.
And we get them all the way from Atlanta to California to all over the country. It's all word of mouth. I mean, basically, they came through here, they wanted their friends, got married here.
Still, that business has limits. There's only so much you can charge for an old, non-air-conditioned building in Texas. And then there's the upkeep.
You know, they're old buildings. They take a lot of maintenance.
Deb Fleming heads up a group called Texas Dance Hall Preservation, which has counted more than 100 historic halls across the state. The group helps halls come up with new business models and promote events. The group also distributes grants for preservation work. It's got about $30,000 on hand for that this year. Fleming says there's not one way to save a hall.
It's a matter of what makes the best sense at the time and being open to the possibilities of change.
Down the road, John Perez unlocks the door to Round Top Dance Hall, another historic building that's taking a for-profit approach. Perez says he's basically breaking even. Round Top also hosts weddings and the occasional live band, but Perez pulls in money from a restaurant and bar next door as well. He says a big challenge is that it's getting more expensive to throw a dance.
The price of entertainment and entertainers are skyrocketing. To try to, you know, pay what the musicians are due, your insurances and everything like that, it's tough.
Deb Fleming says a broader cultural shift is key to saving the halls.
If the next generation doesn't step up to really engage with these kind of places, these places are going to die a slow death, because many of the halls that are nonprofit or community halls are basically managed and maintained by people in their 70s and 80s.
Texas lawmakers are considering legislation that could help. It would let small music venues apply to get a cut of the money back from alcohol sales taxes. In Houston, I'm Travis Bubenik for Marketplace.